I've been helping companies for over 23 years who want to win government contracts. And one of the things that I've discovered, especially in the last couple of years as I've been working toward getting my book published, is that the small business owners often don't have months and months to go and drag out planning their government market entry. People really want to get a real sense of getting momentum and getting a big bash at targeting and figuring out this market in one concentrated block of hours. And so in response to that demand, I decided what I wanted to do is develop something special and really take it out for an inaugural drive. And so that's one of the things that this program is doing, to go through the critical things that successful business owners think through when they're planning their entry or expansion into government contracts. Hit up all the critical things in one day. Some of those things are things that you'll be able to make decisions on right away and move forward. Other things, you're going to get a sense of the work that you have ahead, but you'll have a sense of your to-do list in the 7 steps that I've found successful contractors take when they want to win government business.
So tell me if this is for the novice who needs to figure it out as they go, or somebody maybe who has a little more experience but might need a little push in the right direction. Is this more boot camp or intense preparation for the SAT? What are we thinking of here?
This session is ideal for an established company that has a strong commercial track record. You may or may not already have experience in government business. It's good for companies who have no government business experience but have a strong commercial track record. But it's also going to be great for a company that has been subcontracting and wants to step up, or has been stuck in one agency and suddenly their good person moved on and they're really kind of uncomfortable that they don't really know how they're going to win more government business this year. So taking a first step or expanding a footprint, this is still ideal for jump-starting a successful fiscal 2011.
You've also coupled with the Wounded Warrior Project to pull this off, because one of the things you're doing is giving this away.
That's right, I am. The idea waited until it was combining with something else, because I wanted to give it away in a way that would matter and make a difference in the world and not look like it was shameless self-promotion, quite frankly. One of the other principles of being certainly successful in government contracting, and I think actually successful in business, is to also give back to and strengthen the community that you care about. Government contractors absolutely care about our wounded warriors, about our veterans. And so the ability to put together an event where someone could not only strengthen their government contract strategy, but also make a difference for wounded warriors. The $500 fee to participate in this one-day session, 100% of that goes right to Wounded Warriors. None of the sponsors get anything. I don't get anything for this either. 100% of this is not only tax deductible, but goes right into the Wounded Warrior Project.
We're talking with Judy Bratt. She's the CEO of Summit Insight. This isn't necessarily a strategy in a day for veterans,
no.
Although they can definitely participate if they want.
The Wounded Warrior Project, it does a number of things for the wounded warriors, and that includes benefits counseling, retreats for caregivers, family support, peer mentoring, things that are combining sports and athletic activity, mm-hmm. for example, cycling trips, things that are career counseling, a really diverse range of support for wounded warriors and their families. And so the need has never been greater, and it's something I think we all care about. And this lets people in the contracting community do well by doing good. It's just there's win-win-win all over the place, and I'm so excited to do this.
So when is it going to be, and how can people get involved?
It's going to be on Friday, February 11th at Carr Workplaces, which is one of our great sponsors in Roslyn, Virginia. People who come are not only going to get strategy in a day, but over $800 in value in coupons as well. Just simply email WWP for Wounded Warrior Project at summitinsight.com, and we'll give you all the information that you need. You can also find some information on my blog, which is sell2usgov.com.
How much time should people set aside? The whole day?
Yep, full day. We'll have a sharp start at 7:30 and a sharp finish at 3:30, so you can get out of the traffic and stay clear of that. It's right near the Roslyn Metro as well. Just couldn't be more convenient, and it's going to be a fabulous day. We can hardly wait to tell you what happens.
And this is your first time doing this?
Yes.
So there are other people who are going to be listening to this who are thinking, boy, this is a great idea. I want to try it too. How much work, I want to know personally, how much work you've had to put into this, and if you're terrified.
being able to move into gear and put this together comes as a result of some intense teaching and course development I've done, especially over the last couple of years, and in particular, courses that I've done for the Armed Forces Communications and Electronics Association. Those are longer versions of this course. It all boils down out of experience, and terrified takes more than this to terrify me. I'm excited. I'm on the edge of my chair, and we're going to bring something so special to people, Amy. I can hardly wait.